Tuesday, July 31st, 2012, in Oroville. Is it the end of summer yet? An overcast sky continues to hover over us with zero chance of rain forecast. The temperature range is 34 degrees Celsius midday, dropping to 28 by midnight, with southwesterly winds 10 to 30 kilometers per hour. L'Avenir, the body responsible for planning the city, for sifting through the differences in perspective between adhering to the past with its firm guidelines and the present, aware of the current situation and its needs with full respect for the past, and hopefully coming up with a workable synthesis. Well, a selection process to place 10 new L'Avenir members for a 4-year term of office is currently going on, hopefully to establish a harmonious team. Speaking with Resident Assembly team member Jesse, he shares what's happening this morning on the final day of the deliberation process.
What we had was a nomination process where you could either nominate yourself or you could nominate somebody else. And the only requirement if you nominated somebody else was that that somebody else had to actually be prepared to do it.
Right.
So you couldn't nominate, for example, 500 people and just and then let the selection committee call them up and ask them if they wanted to do it. So it meant that you had the kind of a two-stage process. If you wanted to nominate someone else, say I wanted to nominate you, I would say I think Malenka is fantastic, but Malenka has to actually want to do it. So then I've got to go to you and say, Malenka, I want to nominate you. Do you want to do this job? And if you said no, I'd rather not, then I'm not entitled to put you forward.
That clarifies it. That makes it simpler, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly, correct. Because in the past we've had like, I mean, I remember a L'Avenir selection, it was for the last L'Avenir, or the current L'Avenir, I think there were 300 nominations. And so the selection committee were going through them, but it became incredibly labor-intensive because a lot of the people, one, didn't even know they'd been nominated, and two, didn't want to do it when they realized they had been nominated, and so it just created a lot of unnecessary work.
Right. Too much culling.
Yeah, well, I mean, you want to be focused. You want to. Ultimately, you want to say, who wants to do this work? You know, are you interested? Are you committed to it? Because it's pretty demanding. It's asking a lot of the people who are committing themselves to it. It's now a 4-year term, so it goes out to 2015.
Oof.
And it asks people to be committed to pretty detailed, important work about the growth of the community physically and socially. So certainly have people who are keen to do it, that's for sure.
Are those people that we would like to see in this position of power?
Well, I think what we're faced with is this interesting, I mean, the whole discussion comes up again and again, where we focus on what is perceived as a divide in the community between two approaches to planning.
Mm-hmm.
And the perceived division is characterized as rigidly adhering to an existing plan and flexibly interpreting the needs of the current situation. So those are the perceptions of the division.
Right.
And there's a sense that we need to have representatives from both sides of that argument. But our feeling is that division is a little bit of an illusion, and that whoever we involve in the final team needs to have a lot of support and facilitation to help them focus on their common goals, because we believe that there are, in fact, all the, you know, the sense of two sides of a discussion is a little bit of an illusion. Actually, that's just a lack of communication.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get both groups to express what they value about the growth of the community, we're pretty confident that we can find a common ground that they can both work towards, because that's what we discover you very quickly get to the moment you start to break down personal barriers or personal expectations of what people are going to say or do.
Mm-hmm.
Those stands that we have is a microcosm of this, what some people have called a deadlock in the community in terms of development, that those two perspectives, one is of a kind of adherence to an existing plan and the other is representatives from both sides. And the selection committee is pretty evenly balanced in terms of representing different perspectives, and we're using a consensus system, which means that if there is any strong objection from even the minority of the members of the selection committee, the final team isn't approved of. So,
oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. It's very encouraging. So, you know, what you do have is a real representation of many different influences from the community. And, you know, we're seeing farm and forest being represented. We're seeing a strong sense of community participation and consultation, these ideas being represented. And then also that drive to really get things moving forward and for work to be done in planning terms. So it's a real, it's a bubbling pot full of different kinds of vegetables. We published a list of all the people who had nominated themselves. And I think what we need to do, because they're still in the process of deliberating, today is the 31st, which is the day when, according to the process, the final result is announced. Whatever happens by the end of today, there'll be an announcement of some sort that either says these are the names that have been proposed by the committee, or the committee has resolved to pretty much look at the whole thing again and decide whether we need to go back to the drawing board in terms of getting a team together that the community can support.
I was just wondering if this is, of course, subject to the normal two-week feedback from the community.
Right, well, this wasn't specified in the original selection process document, but we're considering it. It's a discussion we've been having because we're certainly getting concerned noises from the community about you know, suddenly having a list of people foisted on them and not being able to participate or comment on those. But then, of course, we're also, you know, whenever you publish anything that is going to create a dialogue in the community, it's always you're somewhere in your heart. You're always like, oh God, you fear the you know, the powerful response that will come.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't think that should stop us from opening to the community and engaging everybody in the process. So my personal preference is to give the community a two-week feedback period to respond to the proposed list, because otherwise it sounds a bit like it's kind of imposed.
Right. Well, Jesse, thank you so much for your time and energy and for being in this process.
No problem. And I mean, there's been a wonderful group of people here. It's been a great atmosphere, actually, in the selection process and in the meetings been quite a pleasant experience.
It is a mistake to think that we live physically only with the outer mind and life. We are all the time living and acting on other planes of consciousness, meeting others there and acting upon them. And what we do and feel and think there, the forces we gather, the results we prepare, are unknown to us upon our outer life. Well, you've been listening to Oroville Radio on microphone, Marlenka, in studio today, Andrea and Miriam. Your comments and questions are welcome at orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.